So the NBA starts today on opening day rosters. There are 28 players from Kentucky, 24 from Duke, 14 from Carolina, 13 from UCLA, 11 from Arizona, Kansas, and Texas. Michigan has 10, Villanova with 9, Indiana with 8, USC 8, Virginia 8, Washington 8, and Iowa State has 8 players that are on NBA rosters. The NBA gets started today. Creighton, I believe, has 5 that are on NBA rosters. All right, Andy.
Shout out to Doug McDermott.
Andy Kendi, there's a pacer for you. Andy Kendi coming up here in just a little bit from KATV. As we've been telling you all day, it's kind of a big day. It's fun around here. Not only the start of the NBA, game one of the World Series, but George is celebrating his birthday. He's one of those rare people that enjoy their birthday. They look forward to it. They're going to celebrate it the right way. And so we have an extra special celebration for him. Usually on Thursdays, it's local music. But today we have a local singer that is right here in our own building. A lot of you already know her, her lovely voice and her even better personality. Cynthia, who is the greatest gatekeeper in the history of gatekeepers that I've ever worked with. She doesn't let anything by her. You have to impress her first to get back here or to get what you want. And now she is making her debut here on the Gary Sharp Show. Hello.
Well, good afternoon.
Oh, my gosh, that voice. Before we let you sing on the air, ma'am, would you like us to give us some background on what your credentials are?
Well, my credentials are I am a part of my music ministry at my church.
I know. That's enough said. All right. So you wished George happy birthday earlier. George's wish, Cynthia, is for you to sing him happy birthday. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. Do I need to like go, or get you in
no.
tune or anything? Okay.
No.
I'm ready.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear George. Happy birthday to you and many, many more. Happy birthday, George.
Thank you, Miss Cynthia.
Brad Hess loves you.
Wow.
Thank you, thank you.
That was unbelievable.
That was good.
You want me to come to your church and to sing with you on Sundays?
Walk up. Yeah.
I think that was a fair request.
You are always welcome to attend my church.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll start there, Cynthia. I'll go to church with you, and then we'll start singing together.
Okay, we can do that.
That was awesome. Thank you. Have a wonderful day, Cynthia. All right, we will be fielding requests for you. We can make some money on the side. You can do birthday. We all do. We all work in this building. Yeah. All right. That is Miss Cynthia, who is the permanent employee of the month around here. Wow, George. Whew. And her voice. I'm like, wow, that's we don't get that on local music Thursday. All right. Next hour, we'll dive into the border war because somebody who has seen it from both sides will join us. That's a big deal. The resumption of the border war between KU and Mizzou, that is going to start back up next year and with a 6-year run because KU and Mizzou hate each other. KU fans, though, I get a sense, are not real happy. They weren't happy when Mizzou bolted for the SEC and ruined that relationship in football and, most importantly, in basketball. All right, let's welcome in Andy Kendi from KATV. AK, good Tuesday afternoon.
Good afternoon and happy birthday to George, huh?
Thank you, AK.
I usually try to forget when it's birthday time, but that's good that you embrace the turning of the seasons and the age stuff. That's great.
I told him yesterday when he gets to be our age, he's not even going to remember.
Right. You hope the day just passes, right?
What would you, like in your long, illustrious television career, what would you consider like some of your greatest highlights that you were on the air or you were covering blank?
Geez. I've covered a lot of stuff over the years.
I know you have.
You know, some of the best runs have been Final Fours. I covered that D Wade team that Marquette run in the Final Four. That was back in, what, 2003? That was Melo's year. And covered some of the great Bucks teams with Ray Allen, Big Dog, their run to the Eastern Conference Finals. Covered Brett Favre and got to see LeBron come up and cut his teeth. Got to see the Huskers go to the last Big 12 championship game. But I think perhaps at pinnacle is what happened last night.
Yeah, I was. That's what we're leading into. So your daughter is a talented athlete, volleyball player at Burke, Carly. And Matt Lothrop was there shooting the Metro Conference Volleyball Tournament and caught your daughter warming up, and then she did a little dance. And with some convincing, you may have had one of your best moments of all time on air last night when you recreated your daughter's dance.
Okay, so this is the deal. Matt goes to shoot. I mean, Mondays are long days for us, you know, because you go to Lincoln, you do that news conference, whatever. And I, you know, Matt went to go grab a bite to eat, see his kids real quick. And I said, hey, do you want to zip out to Ralston? You know, Millard North's playing Millard West in that Metro volleyball. And he said, yeah, no problem. So he goes out, shoots the match, comes back, and he goes, yeah, I shot a little bit of this Burke. Is this your daughter? And of course, I was like, yeah, that's her. And then the ball started rolling. And then he goes, well, just wait until you see my tweet. I mean, he's standing 2 feet away, could have told me what he's going to do. And then all of a sudden, boom, takes a life of his own. He wanted 100 retweets, and then I would recreate the dance. And so, which much convincing, I think, a little arm twisting. I wound up doing it. It was not my finest moment, but it was all good fun.
Now, what was the reaction when you got home last night?
Oh, everybody was asleep when I got home. But this morning, they were fired up. They were very fired up. In fact, one of my buddies, Rob Quillen, on Twitter, said that he would donate $100 to Carly's favorite charity. So that was nice if I would do it on the air. So all in the good name of the Humane Society. So they're going to expect a nice little $100 check in Carly's name.
And I'm sure it'll be a good conversation piece with your fine photographer, Tyler White, when you're going down to Lincoln this weekend.
Well, here's the thing. I get out and there's already a gift. I'm like, oh, no. This it's gift material. I've been in the biz for over a quarter century, right? And I've become a gift.
So yesterday was kind of awkward in Lincoln with the whole Mo Washington stuff, and it was clear that Scott had to mention it, but he didn't want to dwell on it, and he was in and out. Took him 12 minutes. And as the whole Mo Washington being part of Nebraska football, pre, during, and now whatever he is currently, his status, what do you think you've learned about Scott Frost as a head coach through this through his dealings with Mo Washington for the good and the bad?
I'm going to say that what I've learned is he's going to try to give kids every opportunity to succeed, and he will go to bat for them. And if he believes in you enough to bring you here to Nebraska, he's going to go to bat for you. That being said, if you're a knucklehead and do knucklehead things, there comes a limit, and I think we've reached that limit. And I think that's what yesterday was all about. You know, he was non-committal to saying this is for good, but man, I don't see any scenario in which that this guy can turn it around. But you know, sometimes you roll the dice with some talented players, and you hope they can stay on the straight and narrow, and it just didn't work out for Bo.
And sometimes you stand up for somebody, and they don't return the favor. And you're right. You hit a point where you can't help somebody much further. They have to eventually do it on their own.
Yeah, at some point, that person has to help himself.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't there come a point where you say, okay, maybe I shouldn't be doing these things or acting this way? And maybe in some strange way, this helps, you know, addition by subtraction. And perhaps, you know, you're looking positively at this, maybe that this can improve chemistry and get everybody on the same page, because it just didn't, that it felt weird at Minnesota. It felt that it was an awkward week leading into it. It was an awkward game. And this last couple of weeks and yesterday was strange. And there's just a cloud right now. And I think that this team needs to work through some issues internally.
So the bye week, things that were said during the bye week by the head coach, little nuggets yesterday. Physically, guys were able to heal up, mentally get away. But it sounds like it was an intense week of practice, ones-on-ones, a lot of inside zone, just a lot of collisions, getting back to maybe some of the stuff they didn't do in camp. Where do you think this team is mentally as they begin the final five games?
Well, thankfully that they're at least mentally refreshed. I'm not so sure how physically healthy they are. You know, it's such a guessing game. Unless you're at practice, you don't really know. You know, mm-hmm. you don't. You know, the fact that your starting quarterback didn't make himself available on a Monday, the only time he's ever done that is the week he didn't play. So that's curious. And if he's not ready, is Noah Vedral ready? Because remember, he took a shot in that second yeah. half against Minnesota. And if he's not ready, then what do you do? No mention of Wandale Robinson because, you know, Scott Frost doesn't update you on injury status other than if it's a season ender or not, to which he's, you know, he said he'd be all right. So there's some question marks on the health of the your playmakers here. And I don't know if this is the week you want to go into a game against a team who's hungry, right on the cusp of being the second team to clinch bowl eligibility against Nebraska. If you don't have all your weapons, that's the reason why Indiana's opened as favorites.
Do you think this team is in a good spot where they treat this game as, all right, before we run out of the tunnel, 0-0, or is this still the team that'll run out of the tunnel thinking we're 4-3, 2-2 in the league?
I would hope that they would wipe the slate clean and just treat this game as a one. You know, they kept saying that at least in the early part of the year, just win the week, go 1-0. That old mantra. And I hope I hope they've matured enough to know that's all that they need to worry about here. You know, and I think there's a blessing here with another bye week coming up 2 weeks in the offing. You know, you get if you play Indiana and then you go on the road to Purdue and then you get another week off before your final 3 week stretch. I think that's a benefit. To Nebraska, and I would hope mentally they would look at this as an opportunity. You know, they still got to get those two wins, and it's out there, but they got to do their part. They got to do their part, and both offensively, you know, we get so hung up on the offense because it's a shiny object, yeah. but defensively they got to get it straight too, especially after what happened in Minnesota.
So one of the quotes yesterday, and Mo Berry's a guy that after games and on Mondays he's there to talk as a captain. He said, you get lost in the cloud. Do you have any idea what that means?
Well, my guess, and props to Mo Berry, he was the only captain to show yesterday, by the way. He has been a stand-up guy from the get-go. I think, if I have to guess, I'm guessing that they are so insulated and so, so focused on the task at hand, you can kind of lose what's going around, mm-hmm. what's going on around you outside the football building. And I think that's what he was referring to, and that the step away, I think, was good for everybody. And hopefully they hit the reset button this week, because they can't have what happened in Minneapolis happen Saturday, because that's going to, I think Indiana's pretty they're an underrated team. They've got some kids. They play some football.
Yeah, I think next to Wisconsin, this is the most difficult game of the five. I had Wisconsin 1, Indiana 2, Iowa 3.
I'm thinking you're right there, because I think Indiana is balanced where they can hit you with the run, but they throw the ball around the yard, and they have a quarterback question too in terms of if their starter's going to be healthy enough to start, but their backup also has a major experience, mm-hmm. and so he can win you some games. And defensively, I think they're tougher than people think. I think it's going to be tough sledding on Saturday, and Nebraska better bring it, or else it's going to be a long afternoon.
Hey, we got a busy final night of high school football. Actually, a really good Thursday game with Westside and Millard South, and then on Friday. You got a handle on how Class A will play out as we move along in the next month?
Whew, that's a good question. I think it really depends on where the seedings are. Is your quote-unquote state championship game that everybody circles, Bellevue West and Millard West, will that happen in the semifinals? Mm-hmm. If Bellevue West gets that 4 seed, it just depends on what happens in the final week. I think going into the postseason, I think head and shoulders, Bellevue West would be my favorite, with Millard West being a close second. But don't sleep on the team from Lincoln, and I wouldn't sleep on Westside either. And I think there's a handful of teams that that can make a run here down the stretch. But Bellevue West, you know, Matt and I were talking about it yesterday. You had to put a betting line, obviously, for entertainment purposes only, of course. But if you had to put a line on Bellevue West, Millard West at right today, what would you put that line at? Matt said 10.
I would be 8 to 10.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a game that the people in the Metro really want to see. I hope it works out. And ideally it happens in Lincoln, but should it happen at Buell, then so be it. And, you know, we'll be there to watch it for sure.
Yeah, Millard South and Westside will have something to say as well. This will be a fun
no question.
Yeah, this will be okay. A fun November in Class A. AK, thank you for the enjoyment last night.
Anytime I can make a fool of myself, I'm all for it.
We'll see you out and about this week.
All right, thanks, brother.
That's Andy Kendi from KETV. And he's a good sport. It's all over the place. If you're wondering, you can either search him or heck, I'll make it easy on you. Just go to Andy on Twitter at AKendi, KETV. George, the response is people would like Cynthia to be part of Local Music Thursday.
You know what's funny is that she'll print out lyrics to her songs. I think she printed out some on Friday and she left them here. And so she prints them out before she performs them on Sunday.
Do you think that she would be game enough to, if we gave her rap lyrics, if she would come in on Thursdays and do a rap segment?
In all honesty, I think she'd be game.
All right. So I'll let you work on that. So you can drop the little seed. We'll have Rapping with Cynthia on Thursdays.
I literally think, okay, all right.
That was a good 30 minutes there. Cynthia and then AK. Yeah. People like, I could work as the agent for Cynthia. If you'd like Cynthia to come perform, like at some event, just reach out to me, and I'll set up a fee schedule, and then I'll check to see if Cynthia's interested. That was good. That was good. All right. So now you're going to remember. Look at you. Never in your wildest dreams, George, did you think that you'd be celebrating your 28th birthday with our wonderful receptionist, Cynthia, singing you happy birthday, and you'd be working on a show called The Gary Sharp Show.
I never would have guessed it. Never would have guessed it.
What part of what one of those is more amazing? All right. 12:52. We've got the Sharp Show ticket drop coming up at 1:30. Your chance to go here. Blake Shelton, he's coming to the Chai next year, right?
Yep, March 12th.
So why do we have tickets here? Like, we gave Jason Aldean tickets away like a month ago for a show that's not till February.
Yes.
This show's not till March.
And there, when I tell you, we will give you a call when tickets get in. Wait for the phone call.
why do music stations do that?
Because they have to announce the tour. So the tour might start earlier.
Yeah.
And so you got to get the... Got to get the tour announced, got to get the tickets sold and that kind of stuff. So they announce it, and then that's why we get the tickets so early. Well, we don't get the tickets.
So one of our sister stations is giving away tickets to another event
mm-hmm.
that is not until May.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I'll be here tomorrow. Okay?
Hey, that's...
God willing, I'll go to sleep and wake up. But they're telling me about an event in May that they're giving tickets away for.
Yeah.
All right. Must be a FM radio thing. Us AM radio guys, we just, it's in the moment. Tom Chattel is coming up about 1:20 from the World Herald. Practice will be wrapping up in Lincoln, so we'll have some nuggets for you, hopefully. But we got plenty to discuss with Tom, including the border war. And here in about 10 minutes, George and I are going to go deep into the NBA. The NBA playoffs have been in the same spot for 5 straight years. If they make it to a 6th after the news that Klay Thompson is out for the year, that would be amazing. Steve Kerr would be the greatest coach of all time, regardless of sport. A little hyperbole there. Yeah. All right, we'll talk some NBA when you return. It's the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone and the 1620 The Zone app.